Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to our listeners out here this morning. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you what, you know, I got to share something, Tony. I just want to point something out to all of our listeners. You are undeniably this show's most valuable asset. Are you aware of that?
Me?
Yes, you.
No, the listener is the most valuable asset. Not
well,
that
too. Well, I mean, my co-host, I should say. The listeners are, thank you, Tony, for correcting me. Listeners are the most valuable.
Right.
Tony, without you, buddy, without you being my co-host on the show each week, it just wouldn't be the same.
Oh, I don't know, Steve. You're the brains of the operation. I'm just here for my, I'm the eye candy, I think.
You're the secret sauce. That's what it is.
Good looks and charm, they always say.
The secret sauce.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, Steve. I mean, I'll never live up to you because
I let off the airwaves. Here is my
yeah,
quest.
Baby.
You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
I'm going to tell you, a little bit self-serving, but that'll never get old, brother. I love it. I love it. And so do our listeners, Tony. Yeah, so do our listeners. We hear weekly comments about our new theme, if you would. So, and we got a big golf match coming up here in a few weeks with the Chamber. I think that's going to be something we're going to be featuring is the new radio show logo to all the people playing golf that day. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And I know you've been planning that and working on that for a while, right?
Well, we got some special treats for them. You know,
that's good.
These ball markers, these poker chip ball markers have become pretty popular, you know? And so we're having one designed with the radio show logo on the backside, and then we've got the logo for the new show on the front side. So I maybe mentioned I had a sample of them a few weeks ago, and the mayor, his son came in from Indiana, great golfer, by the way. This guy is amazing.
Really?
And he picked up my ball marker and kept it. He liked it so much.
Oh, that's right. You told me.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I was going to ask him for it back, but like, nah, you, cause he made a comment. He said, this thing's pretty cool. So anyway, it's his. I think I'll see him. He'll be back over in a few weeks. We got another golf match coming up. And like I said, he's one of those great guys to have on your team because he helps win tournaments. He's that good.
Yeah, so, that's awesome. Yeah, you got a ringer that you can use when you're in a tournament, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you. And he's a fun guy to be with, too. So
that's fun. That's
good. He and his dad used to play a lot of golf before he moved to Indiana. But like Don said, it's always great to have him back. And they get to hang out as father's son. And sure. So it's just a good time. So, yeah. But anyway, guess what, Don? You know, every week we try to highlight maybe something coming up on the calendar in sequence with our timing of our radio show.
Yep.
Guess what this weekend is, buddy? Come on.
What is it?
It's Labor Day, man. Labor Day.
Yeah. Okay. Monday is Labor Day.
Yeah.
That's right. Monday's Labor Day. And most people will be hearing this the day before Labor Day, right? On the radio, anyway.
Yeah. They'll be hearing it Sunday. Yeah. Labor Day is tomorrow. And, you know, it's just, you know, in fact, I looked it up, you know, Labor Day, it's been around for a long time, like the 1800s, I think, when it was started. And it, there's a lot of history to this whole Labor Day theme and who all got involved in the organizations to make, you know, better employer practices, employee practices, you know, things like that. So, but it's just always something to look forward to in a way. It's always fun for a great, you know, long weekend, right, with family and friends. That's the cookouts and the brats and the burgers and maybe a few adult beverages. But it's also another sad day, Tony. You know why?
Why is that?
It's the end of summer.
Oh, well, I mean, I knew that when college football starts, that means it's the end of summer, right?
Am
I
right? It's just one of those bittersweet moments. It's a sign that, you know, fall is one of my favorite times of the year, by the way. It's just, there's, I like the fall weather, you know, and that's one of the indications that we're coming up on the end of summer. Kids are back in school, fall's on its way. So kind of bittersweet, you know, long, great weekend, you know, hang out with friends and family, but it's also the beginning of end of summer and the beginning of what I think is one of the prettiest times of the year going into the fall. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that there's a lot of interesting things. You know, it's also August 31st is National Eat Outside Day, Steve. Okay. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But
so, you know, maybe have a picnic, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, hey, we're talking today, though, about how to truly enjoy your retirement. And I think the answer is work with Steve Temple.
Yes.
And have a plan in place, and you that will allow you at least to thoroughly enjoy your retirement. But what do you do? Right. Where do you want to start?
Well, Tony, you know, it's and I love the topic as well. I love the article that we're going to refer on today. But it's the most common questions we get in retirement planning. Do I have enough money to maintain my lifestyle and not run out of money during retirement? So, you know, interesting, it's our experience. This question, it comes up whether the person is asking if they have $100,000 saved, maybe $1 million, maybe even more. You know, and I know it's perfectly sensible, but we think the accurate answer is, well, it depends. It really does depend, Tony. So I don't know, that's not the comforting response that people want. So during today's show, we're going to explore this question: how much money is enough for retirement? And then we'll discuss it from a few different angles. So it always depends whether it's your lifestyle, it's your bucket list, Tony. I mean, it's what's on your list, what's on your bucket list. What are the things you now would like to go do that you've always wanted to do, but you didn't have the time and possibly maybe even the resources? So we have a lot of fun, Tony, when we meet people for the very first time. We spend a lot of time getting to know the couple, the individual.
Yeah.
And spend some time, really, what's important to you? What's important about your money? What do you want to do in this last phase? And it's kind of fun to have those conversations because people get to dream a little bit, Tony.
Yeah.
Well, what if I were to do this? In fact, I had a couple in this week. They want to take an extended vacation to the British Isles. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And so the great thing about it, Tony, they were in this week. He wants to move up his retirement date. He was going to work a few more years, but he wants December 31st this year to be the moment he clocks out. And so they can go do some things. They've had some friends that passed away unexpected, premature, if you would. So they just really want to go enjoy life. So when they came in this week, we were able to validate their plan that they can do the things they really want on their bucket list. Number one, he wanted to retire at the end of this year. She wants to take that trip to the British Isles, you know, for about a 3 to 4 week period. And I was able to give them the go-to, the pass or the permission slip, whatever you want to call it. They have permission to go do these things. They left here ecstatic that all these things can come true.
That's awesome.
And they know they're going to have plenty enough resources in retirement. That's why I love doing what I do, brother. We put together these plans. They became clients, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years ago. And I love being able to put together a plan that each year we do the reviews. We help them work through what needs to happen for you to accomplish your dreams. It's just, that's why I'll get up every morning and come to work, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and enjoying that retirement lifestyle that they spent decades working toward.
Yep.
Again, it's a good reason for our listeners out there to partner with someone like yourself, a financial professional, because when it comes to building that retirement strategy or doing those kind of things, there's no reason to go it alone. If you have a solid plan in place, it's going to enable you to do those things. So let's talk about that.
Well, the article we're going to refer to is it's Kiplinger. They do come up with some really great resources. I thought this would, here's the title. Kiplinger says, "I thought I'd be set, but my $3 million isn't buying the retirement I imagined. What should I do? And I found out this can kind of be really fascinating and important at the same time. The article begins with a simple question. I thought I'd be set, but my $3 million isn't buying the retirement I managed. What should I do? At first glance, you might think, really? $3 million? That sounds like that should be enough.
Yeah.
And statistically, yeah. Statistically speaking, well, it is. But the article also points out the average 401k balance for Americans over 65 is around $300,000. The median, which is really a better picture, it's just over $95,000. So if you've saved $3 million, you're already ahead of the pack, so to speak. So with that said, if you're still feeling unsure, uneasy, or even disappointed about what your retirement savings are actually going to allow you to do, well, guess what, folks? You're not alone, and you're not crazy. So whether it's the rising cost of living, Tony, it's this health care, we just dealt with, you know, impact of inflation, everyday living, or even it's just here, Tony, it's emotional side of spending down your nest egg that's holding you back. And I often refer to that, Tony, it becomes a defensive position that when you go into retirement, you no longer have a paycheck.
Yeah.
It's not a direct deposit anymore. So even Ed Slott referred to this as yo-yo, your own. Okay. So you're looking to this $3 million bucket. You now become defensive in your spending because you know that's got to last you the rest of your life. The uncertainty is, how long is that? You know, we know we're living longer. So I think I see them going into this mode of being defensive in retirement rather than being.
In other words, they tighten up and don't want to spend as much money.
Right.
They tighten up and don't want to spend that money because they're afraid of running out no matter how much they have. In fact, Steve, I recall I've heard it many times, read many surveys that stated that fact that people, I find even people I talk to, whatever they have, whatever amount they have saved up, whether it's $90,000 or $3 million or $25 million, it's never enough, right? For a lot of people, the amount doesn't matter. They're worried they're going to run out of money. And in some cases, they need to be worried. And in a lot of cases, they don't need to be worried. So the way to figure it out is to work with somebody like yourself so you can enjoy that retirement lifestyle that you've spent, again, decades working toward, right?
Tony, I tell you again, I have so much pleasure in what I do every day that people do come, they come in with these, I know I should feel confident, but why am I anxious? I have enough money, but why am I afraid to spend it? Retirement doesn't feel like I thought it would. I've heard so many of these different phrases over the years. And so, Tony, it gives me great pleasure because we've got the team, we've got the experts, we've got the resources. So there's that word holistic again, put together a comprehensive plan dealing with all these issues that do come up, will come up during your journey. And we've already kind of put some strategies in place to encounter knowing what to expect in the future. Things are going to change. Things are going to happen. And to put together a plan that deals in through those things, maneuvers around it, market volatility, interest rate volatility, we've got the ability to put together a plan to consider some of those things, scenarios I call it, that can happen, and it gives them a valid, sustainable plan that they know they can do what they enjoy doing without outliving their money. And again, just like I shared earlier in the show, that couple that came in, he was so anxious to if he could, please, I need to leave and retire this year. It's becoming too much stress, and I've lost several friends. And I don't want that to be me. So for them to come in this week and we give them, there's that word permission, to go enjoy life to the fullest and not worry about these things. That's what I love doing, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really what it's all about. What else, what do you start with here? What's the first steps to making sure you're in the right spot?
Well, I think the first step is take a look at your expenses, Tony. You know, you've got a retirement lifestyle you've dreamed of. It's maybe not lining up with your portfolio, is not supporting it. See, that's one area we spend a lot of time on, getting to know what your cash flow look like. What debts do you have? One of those debts paid off. I mean, all those have to be considered into the overall plan. It's not just where you're investing your money, Tony. It's not just the rate of return. It's all about money. It's all about cash flows and maximizing the use of those dollars in a safe manner, if you would, that's going to give you permission to go enjoy it. So the good news, all I mentioned a little bit earlier, the plan's got to have some flexibility, Tony, because as I mentioned earlier in the show, things are going to change. So your plan has to be flexible. They can be adapted to encounter these market cycles, you know, economic volatility. In fact, the last workshop we did, we talked about having different buckets of money, meaning that you've got IRAs. That's pre-tax. You've got Roth accounts. That's after-tax, tax-free money. You've got plenty of cash reserves. And then with that strategy, we like to build out strategies that we know the market's going to be what it's been doing the last 80, 90 years, but we give people different buckets, different types of investment strategies, knowing that time is going to change, things are going to change. And if we say maybe in 2 years, we need an extra maybe 10, 15,000 for that legacy vacation. Yeah. Well, if the market's down, that's probably not the place to take it out of. So we like to build strategies, Tony, that have multiple flows, if you would, multiple income sources, that if we need to tap in another bucket that's not being affected by the market, the volatility, then that gives people permission with the flexibility to go unlock it and go enjoy their lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, and obviously, you help out a lot, right? So how can meeting with someone like yourself, a financial services professional, help somebody reassess their expenses then?
Well, you look at, if they have any credit card debts, okay, any other high interest debt, and remember, Tony, you might remember back a few shows ago, we talked about different events that need to occur in the timeline.
Yep.
10 years away from retirement, you need to do a checklist. And we've even provided those checklists to some of our listeners. 5 years out from retirement, other things need to be considered and being discussed. A year from retirement. So if you work with an advisor that has kind of that focus, 10 years from now and before you retire, they're going to look at what kind of debt do you have, high interest debt, mortgage payments, things like that. So now you put together a strategy 10 years out from retirement, knowing if you do these things with discipline, you're going to arrive safely and on time and be able to unlock that retirement that you've always dreamed of. 5 years out, 1 year out, there's action items that need to be addressed at each one of those steps. So we do spend a little bit of time having that conversation with our clients, cash flow, debt, any future expenses, Tony. I mean, let's be real. I mean, people, they have automobiles. Maybe they plan that they're going to have an automobile 5 years after retirement. Maybe they need to consider some repairs on the home. And the fun thing is, Tony, I get to have those fun conversations. Mm-hmm. Just like another couple was in later this week, they want to do some remodeling on the kitchen. They're retired. And they're both loving life, but again, they want to do some remodeling and they're afraid to spend the money. So we had this conversation and we validated and showed them how can we come up with the money for that nice kitchen remodel and not affect your lifestyle. So once again, those are fun conversations I get to have, Tony, and helping that bucket list item get checked off. They now have they'll be having a brand new kitchen. I've even got some contractors that I'm referring to them. Some have done some work for me. I know they're honest. In fact, Tony, I'm just going to share this to our listeners. Here in the next maybe couple of 3 weeks, we're actually going to have a special guest on the show, and it's going to be a contractor. He's going to share some tips on how to go about hiring the right contractor. Mm. Kind of like a, ask this question. It's going to be a good show. And I think he's going to share some insight with our listeners. How do you go about finding the right contractor? If you have a project at your home that you want to consider, how do you find the right person without making a bad choice that ends up cost you an arm and a leg, if you would. So that'd be a fun show we're going to have coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And, obviously you love helping people out. So how can our listeners get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Yeah, folks, give us a call, 937-667-6500, PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com, right on the website, folks. Scroll down on the main page. There's a place right there. You can click on it, schedule on our calendar, have a quick call with us. Better yet, schedule a meeting in person. We have the two offices, Tony, the one down in Beaver Creek, actually at the Chamber of Commerce, the other one in Troy, Ohio. So two really good locations that we can meet clients. You know, we do, Tony, just our listeners know that usually Monday and Tuesday, I'll spend most of my time up in Troy. Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, I'm going to be down in Beaver Creek. Now we can alter the schedule when necessary, but kind of that's our kind of a static, you know, schedule, if you would. Monday and Tuesdays up in Troy, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday down in Beaver Creek. So 937-667-6500.
Yeah. There you go. I encourage our listeners to give you a call. You're so great to talk with, Steve. You love to hear from the folks out there and get out into the community. You know, Steve, this has been a great discussion so far. Where do you want to head next?
Well, again, it goes back to that same scenario. You know, I see this all the time. People have done an amazing job saving for retirement, Tony. But now it's time to start spending the money. Okay. Right. But we touched on it earlier. They do feel nervous. It does make sense.
Yep.
And I think they've got this save and protect mode. They've had that for decades. And it's fun to shift them to saving from and protecting to now let's work on spending and enjoying this money and get you through that really, you know, tough mental hurdle, if you would. So I think the time frame is kind of the thing we talked about. You've hoarded the wealth now, but now give yourself permission to go enjoy it. So once again, Tony, that's where a good financial advisor that it's holistic, if you would, that takes care of all other areas, tax planning, investment planning, income planning, protecting your assets, you know, keeping things out of probate. All these things are important. And putting together a comprehensive plan that's going to give you that freedom and that mental security. Now you are in a position where you now can go unlock this and go enjoy that final journey. What we call the golden years, Tony, you've got permission now to unlock this and go enjoy it to the fullest.
Yeah. Well, I don't need permission, but some people do. And of course, I'm not in that situation yet. I'm not retired. A lot of people think I'm not going to have that problem. But, you know, it's a fine line, right? Not spending too much money in retirement and overdoing it and hanging on to it too much, holding on too tight, right?
Yeah. And there's even in the article, it does reference a story. I've got so many stories I could personally share.
Yeah.
But we've often had people tell me they'll email us and we'll send them the entire article, you know, because we don't always get to cover all the content in the article each week. So I've had a lot of people just call and ask us, can you send me the article? Sure, we'll send it to you. But so here's the article. It uses a kind of example here. This gentleman had wanted to go buy a boat and he had been, you know, saving for it. And it was on his bucket list, things he wanted to do in retirement, you know, go off and do some fishing. But then he felt guilty, you know, that this is my goal. I've been saving money. And now he went through this mindset shift of, gee, now I feel guilty that I spent 10 years saving for this. And do I really want to go spend this money? You know, because that's going to take a little bite out of my nest egg. So once again, if you have a good, solid financial plan, Tony, you now can unlock those secrets, if you would. That gives you permission to go do these things. Just like the couple in this week taking the Cyprus vacation. They thought before we started talking, there'd be no way they could put that on their bucket list because just not having the cash to do it. And it's kind of fun that we gave them permission to be able to do that.
Yeah. And when you're working with a financial services professional and the team they have, like yourself, that really helps. And when you've got a plan, then you have permission not just to spend, but to live, right? We're not just talking about spending for spending's sake. We're talking about living comfortably and crossing items off the bucket list. I like that idea.
Well, and it even refers to is thinking about retirement like climbing a mountain. You spent your years working and saving and investing, climbing steadily toward that summit. And eventually, yeah, you're going to reach the top. You've saved enough to retire. But then here comes the part where people don't always think about, Tony, it's the descent. So you think about that, the spending phase. And while you feel uncertain and even scary, it's just the next stage of the journey. So I found that when we help clients understand it's okay to start spending, and that's part of the strategy, then it gives them permission to relax. And then go enjoy retirement. And then they understand how much can they comfortably spend each year and draw it down without making sure they don't outlive their money. So, but you know, some people too, Tony, they have also part of their wish list is to go enjoy the maximum retirement, but they also have some charitable bequests too. They'd like to take care of the church, the family, the kids, the grandkids. Maybe they have other nonprofits that they would like to leave something behind. And that's where, Tony, you get into what we call the enhanced planning piece, because if you don't have a well-documented plan to where you, well, I call your succession plan, then that's where things get jammed up, you know, in probate, in court, whatever, misunderstandings, harmony families have been broken because things weren't communicated. So it goes back to having that good advisor, Tony, that can help put all the pieces together where everything is now tidied up.
Well, hey, Steve, we're out of time. So really quick, let our listeners know how they can do that. How do they get a hold of you?
937-667-6500. PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. A link right on the webpage, folks. Get on our calendar, have a quick phone call. Better yet, get on the calendar to come see us in person.
All right. Sounds good. And that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, the pilot of the airwaves, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.